basically it's 1,000 feet long, but we knew that was too long for one building. That would overwhelm the neighborhood. So we broke it up into two development blocks, in between which is a green space or piazza that we're in the process of completing. The piazza will be a park for everyone in the neighborhood, university and neighborhood residents alike. A lot of our retailers are clustered around the piazza, which will have a lawn area. It'll have a water feature. It'll have bench seating for folks who just want to hang out and read. It also will have seating for paying customers of the retailers around the Crescent.
The complex is bookended by two large garages.
The garages are financed by the city and owned by the city. We will manage those garages, and the cash flow from the garages will be used to pay off the bonds that were built, that were sold to finance the garages themselves. Those garages are critical, obviously, because the employees of UC who are going to be working in the project need a place to park. The residents of our apartment need places to park, and our retailers need places to park for their customers.
We're standing now at the end of the complex, which is closest to Clifton Avenue, and in this section, you have apartments.
We have 161 apartments. The floor plans are studios, one-bedroom apartments, and two-bedroom, two-bath apartments. A majority of the apartments are two bedrooms and two baths. This is not student housing. This is market-rate housing for anyone who'd like to live in the neighborhood, live in the building. Sure, some of the apartments are leased by UC students, but 25% of the apartments, 40 of them, are available to income-qualified applicants. That would be people earning roughly $39,000 a year or less, who may be lab technicians, lab assistants, librarians, accountants at UC or the hospitals.
And these buildings are LEED certified, or are going to be LEED certified buildings?
They are LEED certified. We're very proud of that fact, and UC's office space is also LEED certified.
Now, the ground floor in these two complexes, which are separated by a small street, are going to be retail.
We've got food and beverage and fitness and apparel, basically. We've got a mixture of national tenants and locals, and we're going to be giving people lots of choices, ranging from Waffle House to Keystone Bar and Grill, to Starbucks, to Mongolian Grill, to Lime Fresh Mexican. We have a yoga studio, Moksha Yoga, moving in as well.
Now, down at the other end of the complex, and you alluded to this before, upstairs are going to be University of Cincinnati offices.
That's correct. There are a total of 7 UC departments, at least parts of which they've decided to move into this new space on Calhoun Street.
For a long time, these two very long blocks along, really between Calhoun Street and McMillan, were vacant lots. What does it mean to the university and to the neighborhood to have this big, but not too tall, complex here now?
Well, we've had tremendous support from both the university and from the neighborhood as well, because what people see is a front door that's worthy of the university and worthy of our city, in an area that used to be an embarrassment to the university and to the city as well. The folks in the neighborhood have been there. They're going to patronize our merchants and use the green space as well.
Town Properties Arne Bort says half of the cash flow from the U Square at the Loop development will go to the University of Cincinnati through the Clifton Heights Community Urban Redevelopment Corporation, which is a 50% owner of the project. The mixed-use complex will be completed by August 1st. I'm Steve Hirschberg.